Blog Talk Radio.
This is my truth. I've had my struggles. I've had my pain. And I'm not perfect. I'll be honest, I'll admit, sometimes I can play. Some said I would make it, but thanks be to God I made it. I'm standing today only because of your grace. I'm still here, I am still here, I'm still here, and I'm still here, I'm still here, I'm still here, and I'm listen, after everything I've been through, I've never lost my faith in you, God. I'll never ever let go of your hand. Mm-hmm. On your promises I'll stay. I'm still here. I am still here. I'm still here. And I'm still here. I'm still here, I am still here, and I'm, after everything I've been through, I've never lost my faith in you, God. That rod and they comfort. He prepared the table in the presence of my enemies. There was trouble all around, but thou art with me. I'm still here. I'm still here. When they kick me out and don't know about me, they can't have my self-esteem. Through every test and every trial,
gentlemen all across the globe. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, and we're excited about being with you tonight. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. I hope you enjoyed that wonderful song, folks. Hey, if you're still here right now listening live or even later on, you better give God some praise for this time right now. I don't care what's going on, folks. We got to let God know we thank him. Thank him. Yeah, we thank God for life today. Yeah. Thank God for your family. Thank God for your children. Thank God for your wonderful wife. children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We just thank God for who he is. How about that? This is prayer time with Bishop. Thank God. Amen. Yes, yes. Yeah, what a beautiful song by Brother Jerome Harbell. I'm still here. What a great, great song. We trust that you're having a great day today in Jesus. God bless you. Bishop and Doc will be up shortly. Just a quick announcement. Hey, the number 347-843-4559. I am convinced, and I know you are too. Everybody on the planet needs prayer today. And we thank God that we can pray through the power of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit today. Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes, yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are excited about you joining us, all those live right now. Thank you so much for your precious time today. It's been a beautiful day in the state of Georgia, and we trust that you're safe and doing well today as well. Hope you had a great holiday as well, and we're just excited about you being back with us. Thank you so much for joining us. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Hey, our scripture tonight coming up shortly is 2 Corinthians 10 and verses 4 through 6. I'll be reading that shortly. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of 2 Corinthians in your time of meditation and in your time unto the Lord. Hey, the call-in number once again, 347-843-4559. You can send that out while we're here right now. Send that out, guys, to at least 10, 20 people, 347-843-4559. You never know who will be blessed, even by the live broadcast, Bishop and Doc, or by the rebroadcast, where people will hear it later on as well. That number, 347-843-4559. Also, too, we'll be opening up the lines later on if you like. We always love to hear prayer requests and, of course, praise reports and any comments you may have later on. Just be prepared for that later on. I'll mention it later as well. Just hit *1 on your phone, *1 on your phone in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Let's go to the Word, folks. Let's go to the Word. Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 through 6, ladies and gentlemen. Praise God for his wonderful word. Thank God that we can even have his word. Some people can't even get the word. Some people can't even mention the word, as you know, around the globe, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for his precious word to be in with us today, where we have the word of God in our mind. We have the word of God on print. We have it on our phones. We have it on our computers. We just thank God for his wonderful word today. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Amen for that. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. And verse 6 says, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 through 6. Again, we thank God for his wonderful, wonderful word today. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, those listening live right now, thank you so much again for being with us. We're going to go right to, we're going to keep it moving here. And thank you so much for your time again in Jesus' mighty name. All right. Hey, y'all, put your hands together for the man of God as we bring in Bishop Crenshaw. Thank you so much for your time today, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless everybody. We're grateful to the Lord once again that the Lord allowed us to seek his face and cry out for the people of God and this world that we live in. We're living in a terrible time. We're living in time that we need to seek God like never before and cry out to him for those that may not know Jesus. And we're praying tonight. We're praying against murder and crime. We're praying against the stronghold. There's a stronghold has been sent out to destroy lives through murder and crime. And we praying tonight that God will pull down those strongholds Those strongholds have been generational from years to years, continue to go on. And so we as a people of God, as we walk by faith, as we trust God, as we speak the word, as we decree and declare what the word of God says, that we got to cry out to him in the word and cry out to him and decree and believe in God and take action and knowing that God will reveal all the unknown secret things that is taking place in the darkness, the underworld. God will reveal what is taking place to trying to destroy lives and trying to young men and women and boys and the old men and women. And all over this world, there's so much murder taking place. As we as a people of God, the Bible says, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, pulling into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Knowing that a stronghold is something has been attached to somebody's life and it's trying to destroy them or destroy their future or destroy someone else's life or their career or what God's plan for their lives. As we as a people of God, we have to realize there's a spiritual warfare that's going on that we must fight against those demonic strongholds. And as we decree the word of God and declare, and as we keep our spiritual eyes open, and so, Lord, reveal unto us what is the strongholds, where are they, what type are they, where they come from, and where is it? Is it generational? And it just have not just started, but it's been going on and continue to go on. But as we as a people of God, stand on the word of God and decree and declare that we're going to pull down those strongholds because the enemy is supposed to be under our feet after we've given our life to the Lord. He has given us the power and the authority to tread on serpents. He has given us the power and the authority to pull down those strongholds and cast down that imagination, something that is not really real. In his imagination, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and people start doing things out of that imagination. So we as a people of God, we as a believer, have to know that is a trick of the enemy, and we must go to war. As long as we're on this earth, there's a war going on, and we have to fight. And the fight is we're fighting the good fight of faith. So we walk by faith and not by sight. So we fight this thing by fighting, speaking God's word and declaring. And then we move from that place and begin to seek God to know the will of God for our lives and our families, our loved ones, our communities, our neighborhoods, our country, our cities, and our towns. And all of these things, we can pull down that stronghold. The Bible says, one can put 1,000, but 2 can put 10,000 to flight. And as we as a body in Christ, a believer, we have to decree and declare the word and go to war. And we got to pray that God send revival in the earth realm, that he will change the hearts and minds of people. And the believer, the righteous man, will stand firm on that which is righteous, which is true, which is the word of God. And we must declare it. No matter, we have to go to war on our job, our families, our loved ones, our community, our health, our finances. We must continue to go to war and know that God has promised us. He has made a covenant with us as a believer. He has made a covenant, and it is yours after you go after it by faith and moving out into the things that God has promised you and allow God to make it come to pass in your life. And it's never too late. You're getting old. It doesn't mean that God is not going to give you what he's promised you as you hold fast to the word of God and decree and declare and go to work in the spirit realm and in the natural. You must go to fight. You got to fight this thing. You got to fight the good fight of faith. You cannot give up and you cannot sit back and say it's too difficult or too hard. But we must move forward as a mighty army. We must move forward. Anybody that ever been in the military know when you go to training, they train you how to go into a battlefield that you can overcome the enemy. You can overcome them. You learn their tactics. You learn their stronghold. You learn their weak point. And as we, as a believer, we already know the weak point of the enemy because he cannot stand the word of God and he cannot stand that which is true. So we must speak the truth, walk in the truth, live the truth, be true, and know that God is going to work all things for our good. Father God, we thank you tonight for your word. You watch over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you, boy, but it will accomplish that you can. It will prosper into the thing where you sit. You send your word into us, and it heals our spirit, man, has been renewed day by day. And Father, we thank you tonight. God, we give you glory tonight. We walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you tonight, God. We are our mighty army, God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare it is already done according to your words. So now we walk by faith. Now we move out in it. When we believe you, God, as you reveal, expose, and destroy the works of the enemy. You reveal it, God. Father God, in our neighborhoods, you know what the stronghold is over our young men, over our young people that's killing one another, killing each other, killing everybody just because they have a gun. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to move by your spirit and reveal that darkness, that undercurrent, that undercurrent spirit that tried to destroy. Father, we thank you tonight, God, as you're moving by your spirit. You have given your angel charge over us, and no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. You are blessing our generation, our young people. You're blessing them, God. You're blessing them in their homes. You're blessing their families, God, bringing them together in the name of Jesus, in the righteousness, into the truth of God, into the word of God. We thank you, God, as you take the scales off our eyes and reveal your truth to us. And Father, we thank you tonight because the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the putting down of strongholds and casting down every imagination. We come against every stronghold tonight, whether it be on the job, God. Father God, undercurrent that tries to do the evil against people. Father, we come against that spirit tonight. And God, we ask you to reveal it, expose it, and to destroy it. God, in the name of Jesus, as you pull the head of the enemy, Father, we give you glory for it. We call it so tonight. And we thank you, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we thank you, God, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think of. As we call it so tonight, we thank you, God, our young people will be saved whether they go to school, whether they go to the mall, whether they go shopping, whether they go to the grocery store, whether they go home. Father, we thank you as you cover them under your blood. We thank you, God, you'll put a hedge around them like you did Job. Father, we thank you tonight. And Father, we give you praise as you bless that family Father, unite them together. And Father, we pull down every stronghold of fear, every stronghold of doubt, every stronghold of confusion, every stronghold of unforgiveness. We pull that stronghold down tonight. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to restore love where it has not broken. Love in the sequel of the love in our Bosica. Give them pass on the God, we thank you, God. You replace it with love in the hearts of means, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you right now. And we magnify you. We call the soul tonight. God, we thank you, God. You're renewing the minds of your people everywhere. We thank you for that young child, that young individual, that young man, that young girl. God, we thank you, God, as you're bringing them closer to you, as you're bringing them to walk for you. And we give you glory for it tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. You're blessing families. You're blessing husband and wife, God, where there has been confusion in the house. You're bringing a spirit of peace in that house tonight. Father, we give you glory for it. We pull down that stronghold that comes out of our secret of mercy that comes to destroy the family. We pull that stronghold down, a spirit of poverty. We pull that stronghold down tonight in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the blessing of God, make it rich and having no sorrow. We thank you tonight as you give us a new renewing in our spirit, a freshening in our spirit, a fire in our spirit as never before. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you for it. And we call this whole name in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all of their trouble and out of all of their fear. We call it victory, Son of God, tonight. We thank you for the victory in advance, Lord. We thank you for the miracles of the Lord for being opened in the lives of your people everywhere. God, that we'll walk by faith and not by sight. And we won't sit on the sideline and give up, but we'll fight the good fight of faith. And Father, we'll stand firm on your word. And we'll decree and declare that the enemy cannot have our loved ones, our families, our communities, our neighborhoods. God, we cancel that spirit of murder tonight. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. Father God, oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory tonight. We thank you in advance, God. It is already done, God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for giving us peace of mind. Father, we thank you, God. Lord, I seek all of us. 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 Father, we give you glory tonight. Father God, the weapon of our warfare are not come, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting out every imagination. Your word is the only one can stand, the only thing can stand in any situation. Father, we thank you, God. Give us Hatamoshe, Kalalaboshe. Father, we pray for that prayer family tonight that have lost a loved one doing violence, doing from crime. Father, we pray, God, that you will strengthen that family and bring them closer to you, Father. And God, we know that you are able to heal the broken heart, God. You're able to mend, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, if you heal their spirit, man. Heal their heart, God. And Father, we glorify you. We call it so tonight. We thank you, God, that child, that individual on the job, God, that God, you will protect them of every undercurrent of the enemy, every dark side, every pandalolo, shika, lamosa, every python spirit. God, we press it to the root in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you right now. In the name of Jesus, it is so. And we give you thanks tonight, God. We praise your name. Your word says one can put 1,000, two put 10,000 to flight. And Father, we stand as a mighty army tonight, decreeing and declaring your word. We walk by faith. We walk in victory. We walk in joy. We thank you, Lord, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we forever give you praise for it, God. The known and unknown, God, you already know. You know what we need to pray for. The Bible says, when we didn't know what to pray, Our spirit man may groan with intercession. God, Father, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, in the name of Jesus, bless those families, God. Tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we glorify you. It is done, and we give you thanks for it. We thank you for the victory in advance. We thank you for the miracle already taking place. We thank you for the healing and the broken heart being remended, renewed, rejoice, God. And we give you glory for the joy of the Lord. Here's our strength. And God, with joy, we draw one out of the well of salvation. We depend on you. We trust in you, God. And we have put it into your hands. Your word says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal the land. God, we call it so tonight. And we thank you in advance, and we give you praise for it. For every soul tonight, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe on the network, Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. That was the voice of Bishop Crenshaw praying for us tonight, praying for your family, praying for our world. We thank Bishop. Thank the man of God for being with us tonight. As I get ready to go to Bishop's wife, Dr. Crenshaw, we thank God for this mighty man and woman of God tonight. We thank God for your time tonight in Jesus' name. At this time, we always love to hear from Doc as well. Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much for being with us tonight as well.
Praise God. Thank God for everybody that's certainly on the line tonight. Certainly appreciate the Lord for the prayer that has gone forth as Bishop began to pray for our cities, our nation, and certainly in your neighborhood, your next door neighbor, those people you talk to every day in the workplace. You know, it's so important. I was talking to my daughter just the other day and just talking about some of the challenges that we have in the workplace and dealing with those sometimes challenging coworkers and even bosses. I began to say to her, when you walk into that building in the morning and you set your feet on that ground to walk into place, be reminded of the scripture in the book of Isaiah that says, no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. No weapon formed, which means the enemy's agenda against those of us who are believers, he takes time to orchestrate and put it together and systemize it. Pray for it. That's why we as people of God, we shouldn't have no problem coming together and learning the importance of having a strategy, because believe me, the enemy got one. He's always cooking up one against your family, against your finances, and whatever way that he can make that happen, whatever portal he can use, he will. Sometimes that's in the workplace, sometimes it's with family members, sometimes it's through sickness, whatever it is. We have to be reminded, no weapon that's formed against me. So I encourage you, those that are listening, whatever you're challenged by, whatever it may be that you're going through day to day, dealing with people dealing with individuals that may not have your best interest at heart, you got to release that word in the atmosphere. I mean, Elder Kevin spoke it very clearly as he began to speak the word of God in the book of Corinthians, casting down every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We need to understand there is no power, no authority greater than the supreme God. There are gods all over the place that people they want esteem above the true and living God, the eternal Father, one who created us all. There's none greater than him. So we must put our trust and our faith in him and speak the word into the atmosphere. And I'm reminded, as Bishop was praying, a scripture in the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter, and it speaks of the power of the tongue, even when the enemy wants to release something in the atmosphere. That's why it's so very important for we as believers, we got to open up our mouths. You know, if my people which call by my name will pray and seek my faith, then some things would happen. Not only pray, but speak the word of God into the atmosphere. Take authority over your situation with the word of God. Grass may wither, flowers may fade away, but the word of God shall last forever. Proverbs 11 and 11 says this. Now listen to these words. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. Isn't that interesting? I'm going to say that again. By the blessings of the upright, those who are righteous, the believers in Christ, the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. So that when God's people begin to walk in the blessings of God, it exalts the city. Now listen to this. But it is overthrown by the mouth, here's the key word, of the wicked. Really? That means the wicked is speaking stuff into the atmosphere, just as we as believers need to be speaking the word into the atmosphere. So anytime the enemy brings something to your consciousness and you want to say something contrary to the word of God or the will of God or the purpose of God, I don't care where it is, but your life, your family, your home, the workplace, wherever it may be, release the word of God through your mouth in the atmosphere, because at the same time, the enemy is using his mouth, the wickedness, to use his mouth to release wickedness in the atmosphere of your neighborhood, of your city, whatever it may be. That's why we need to pray for our leaders, our politicians, those who are in charge. We need to pray for them that out of their mouth, out of their consciousness, will come the righteousness of God. Now, we know every politician that we know, everybody is not a believer. Don't even have the word of God hid in their hearts. They may not sin against God. That's why I have so many laws that are created that is so misaligned with the word of God. But what are we going to do as believers? We're going to have to speak the word of God over all of the evil that's being released in the atmosphere. That's a powerful scripture. I'm going to say it again. By the blessing of upright, the city is exalted. But it is overthrown. That city is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. In our mouths, in our tongue, lies the power of life and death. Keep that in your mind, in your spirit. So the enemy and the wicked is speaking, so shall we also begin to speak and declare the work of the Lord. So I encourage you tonight and all of us that are listening that we must realize that even though evil abounds, grace, the God's grace and his power even abounds even more so. That word is letting us know that the greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we've got to begin to think that way, act that way, execute that way, not just when we get in the gathering on this prayer line or when we go to church or when we go to Bible study or when we decide to go online and listen to a word. But listen, our daily lives should be a consciousness of executing the word of God into the atmosphere as we walk through our daily walk in life. Whatever we put our hands on, call it blessed. Go to the grocery store. You went there to spend no more than $20, and you got more than you thought you could get with $20. In your basket, in your store, the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, it shall be blessed, it shall be increased. Every part of our lives should be an action of execution of the word of God in every area of our lives. It becomes a part of who we are. Keep in mind, even as we speak into the atmosphere, according to this scripture we just read, the wicked is also opening up their mouths and speaking to the atmosphere. So let us be conscious of that. Our words have power. Praise God. You meditate on him. Let the word be hid in our hearts that we sin not against God, and walk in the authority that God has given us. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. That was the voice of Dr. Crenshaw giving us that wisdom that we all need. I hope you all was taking some notes, guys. One of my reminders, as Doc was talking about, we got to voice activate. We got to voice activate the Word of God every day, every second. I mean, literally, you have to voice activate. She just shared that with you. We got to put that into the atmosphere. As you know, the enemy going to claim his territory, try to anyway. We got to voice activate our territory. We got to be able to take it back and stand up for what's right in this world in Jesus' mighty name. So voice activate the Word each and every day. Thank you so much, Doc, for sharing that information with us today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the lines right now. For those who have a prayer request or a praise report or a comment for Bishop and Doc, they'll be listening in on you tonight. We'd love to have you come on. We're going to go to the lines and hear your wonderful voices tonight. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. We always love to hear from Brother John's family. Brother John, you're on with Bishop and Doc. God bless you.
Yeah, good evening to everybody on the prayer line. Thank you, Elder Kevin. Thank you, Bishop, for the prayer, and thank you, Doc, for those words of encouragement and wisdom. I just want to pray for everyone who ever lost a child. I lost my son maybe like, been like 6 months, and it's been so hard. It's been
yes,
so
sir.
Hard.
Yes,
sir. Every time I see a young person killed, murdered, died from sickness or whatever, or even take a glance at somebody, you know, youthful, I think about my son, you know. So it's
yes,
so
yes.
hard to bury your child. It's so hard
yes.
to bury your child. And I'm just praying for anybody who ever lost a child, or anyone for that matter. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Brother John. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. In Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. The lines are open. Hit star one on your phone if you'd like to come on. Star one, that puts you in queue here as well. And we got people from all over the country listening. So we want to make sure we recognize everybody tonight. Didn't want to leave out anybody tonight. We want to go get excited here. We thank you so much for being with us tonight. I want to bring in, I think, Brother Hembrick. Brother Hembrick, you're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you. Still want to come on. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you, Elder Vaughn and Bishop Crenshaw and Doc, Sister Doc Crenshaw. I thank both of you for getting on the line this evening and giving Doc with that powerful prayer and Bishop with that powerful prayer and the word that you gave, Dr. Vaughn, coming out of 2 Corinthians.
Yes.
That was a powerful word there. You know, God is truly good, and you know, and I give God the glory tonight, give him the praise tonight, because he's so worthy to be praised. And we got to continue to give God praises no matter what the enemy is trying to do or how they're trying to attack us. We got to lift up the name of Jesus through every situation, through every circumstances that we go through, our family life, our marriage, our sickness, our children, get these guns off the public streets, and get these politics talking good stuff and not bad stuff. We got to just continue to, you know, say the word of God and speak the word of God. we got to always know that God is in control, and there's no weapon formed against us to prosper. God is just a powerful God, just a powerful and all anointing God. And I just thank God tonight. For just being here on, able to be on the line tonight. I mean, it's such a powerful and it's something I always look forward for being on. It's a prayer line. I think we losing our prayer line. We don't have too many prayer lines. People are not praying like they supposed to be. We got to stay beyond a stronghold. We got to stand fast for Jesus. We got to lift up the name. Jesus, we got to give God the glory. And then every time we get on the line, a prayer line, or even we sit, get down on our knees and pray and ask God for forgive us for our sins of omission and commission. You know, we got to just ask God to, you know, give us the glory, give him honor, because God is an all-knowing God. And I'm just so thankful tonight. I'm just so happy tonight, deep down in my sanctified soul tonight, of the word that I've heard, and you know, just even the things that I've been going through personally, and God is just getting my thoughts together. You know, I know my thoughts are not his thoughts, my ways are not his ways, but God getting my thoughts in order so I can be in tune with him. So I'm just so thankful for that, you know, tonight. I'm just proud and just so glad and so enthusiastic about what God is about ready to do, how God is going to change things, and it's going to start on this prayer line right here, just every Tuesday night prayer line. It's going to start right here with Bishop and his wife on the line, as well as you, Dr. Vaughn, carrying things on. So, you know, and I just appreciate everyone that's on the line, and I just ask for those that know the word for prayer, continue to pray for me and my family, and we do likewise for you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Elder. Hey, thank you so much, Elder. God bless you. Please give love to your wonderful wife as well and the family. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. And at this time, I'm going to turn this back over to Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much, sir.
Thank God. We thank God tonight for everyone that's on the prayer line. As we continue to pray for one another, continue to pray for the world, continue to pray for those that already know the Lord, that we will continue to hold fast to the promises of God, and God will bring things to pass in our lives. We will see miracles take place. The blessings of God will overtake us, as they always doing, and God will continue to strengthen us in our weakness when things are being difficult for us to go through and to face. God will give us the strength day by day. Some things will remind us of where what has taken place, but as we just continue to trust God, if we continue to hold fast to the word of God, knowing that God will take care of us, and he will give us the strength we need to hold fast to the word and know that our labor is not in vain. Our living for the Lord is not in vain. And he will continue to bless you. He will continue to bless your family as we continue to pray for this world, as we prepare ourselves to get ready to leave this place and go to the place that he has prepared for us. But we're going to occupy until he comes. He's going to occupy until he comes. So you continue to be blessed. You continue to be encouraged. Continue to hold fast to the word of God. God bless you tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Yes, with you and Doc with us, we're going to definitely win each and every time. So thank you so much, Bishop, Dr. Crenshaw, for being with us and reminding us how important God's word is and how to keep the faith each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. Keep the faith each and every day. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, know that we're praying for you behind the scenes as well. Continue to pray over yourselves, over your family, over your neighborhood, and those in our families, no matter where they're at on the planet. Continue to pray for those all across the globe that you love so much. And remember to remind them how much you love them, folks, as well. It's great to have conversation. Call your aunties. Call your uncles and aunties and nephews and nieces and grandmas and grandpas, and all those who are with us still. Give them a call. They'll know how much you love them. And if they want to pray with you, pray with them. In Jesus' name, amen. It's powerful, powerful. All right, so we thank you so much for everybody being with us tonight. We want to just remind you, Lord willing, we're here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network. Just want to encourage you guys to send this out on your social media platforms. If you guys need the link or anything, let me know. I'll be glad to send that over to you so you can send that out. One of our goals is to make sure everybody hears that, wants to hear the prayer from Bishop and Doc, hear that prayer time. I am convinced, as you are, everybody on the planet needs prayer in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you so much for being with us tonight. Amen, amen. So God is so good. And like Brother Hembrick said earlier, we just thank God for who he is, you know. And we just trust God. It really comes down to just trusting God for who he is today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with a beautiful song here. Donnie McClurkin has a beautiful song called I Call You Faithful. Yes, we do call God faithful. He is faithful from the beginning to the end, folks. We're just excited about what God is doing today. Hey, remember, ladies and gentlemen, to always, always outlove, outserve, and outforgive each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord. Bishop and Doc, thank you so much for being with us tonight. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you, folks. Talk to you soon. Have a great rest of the evening and have a powerful and productive week. Bye-bye now.
I call you holy. Your name is holy. You are so holy to me. Somebody say that.
I call you holy. Your name is holy. Holy you are. And the holy.
for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being with us. What a beautiful song by Donnie McClurkin. I call you faithful. And yes, we do call him faithful. Hey, have a great rest of the evening. Have an awesome week. And remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time. Keep praying, folks. Keep praying.